Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today, we are already on the 13th of, it's amazing, of July. It's unbelievable. And we are going strong. Yesterday, our show was so rudely interrupted by a hang-up. It was just it's the first time, as usual. I thought it was my phone because I called from the house phone. I called from my cell phone, and it just wouldn't go through. It was like, you know how when your phone, not when it dies, but let's say when you don't, if someone doesn't pay their bill and it'll go, and they'll tell you, like, I know my impression was weird, but either way, it'll tell you, like, this call can't go through or won't go through. That's what was happening to me with Blog Talk. But the weirdest part was my phone was still in the they have like this little switchboard on the side, and it tells you if you hang up or not, and I was still on, even though I was cut off by them. So their system went down, and it just shut down. And so it wasn't my phone in the house phone, because that's the first thing I thought was, oh, it's my mistake, because I don't understand Blog Talk, but it was Blog Talk. So that's what happened, and I don't know, we missed a good show. I was so sad that it went away, because yesterday, I just wanted to say a couple of things about it, and we'll do it again next Wednesday. But what Christ was saying stuck in my mind so loud and clear, because we're all looking for the right partner, whether it's in a relationship, which is the biggest way we think of it, but also in life, as friends, as a job, as whatever it is, we're always seeing, am I in the right place? Am I in the right place? And we're always asking that question, because sometimes we really just don't know what we don't know. And it bothers us, because even after we're in, we're like, you know, do I know everything? Do I need to know everything? What's going on? But this is what he said. He said that the beginning of any relationship you ever have in your life, it is the hardest time and it is the easiest time when you first meet somebody. And what happens to us is we only see the easiest time. We only see it being easy. Wow, this new person, and, you know, you don't know them enough to know anything. But what happens is, it's amazing. It's that we miss the hard stuff. We miss the stuff that we see it, but we don't really see it. We don't include it in our thinking, because we're so excited and we're having so much fun first meeting someone that our curiosity's on high. It feels like love, feels like acceptance, feels like openness, feels like freedom. Even someone who's normally quiet, when they first meet somebody in a heightened state, they talk a lot more, they tell you a lot more, and some of them can keep it up, and some of them being that quiet, just, you know, they eventually go back to that, and then you think, what just happened? Don't they care about me anymore? And really, they're just being themselves. But also, it's hardest, because it's hardest to hear the truth, and when we first meet somebody, they usually tell us a lot. They do tell us the truth about themselves. We don't believe it. We don't want to believe it. But if they tell you, you know, I lie a lot, but I sure hope I don't lie to you. I've had people tell me that. I've done this before. I sure hope I don't do it again. Or I don't do it anymore. And you don't know that. You don't have any experience with them yet. But the way they look or the way they act or how they drew us in or how we met becomes bigger than life. So when we want to choose the right partner, we have to just remind ourselves that just this is part of learning, because it's so hard to do. That yes, this is new to me, but that's it. It's new to me. There's a Spanish, I think it's a Mexican saying, because my friend who told me, well, she's from Argentina and Costa Rica, but it's a Latin saying, let me put it that way, that a new broom always sweeps well. It just does. It's brand new. And pay attention to that. Think of that if it's enough to just slow your roll just a little bit to remember that that person can tell you anything and you're going to be excited over it. You're going to think it's worth hearing. You're going to be so interested. And then you're living outside your comfort zone, which invigorates you as well. Give it a month. Give it 2 months. And then time will start to feel normal again. And then you'll start to feel normal again. And excited. For real. Because if you've been there just for a little time, time is our best teacher. It'll start to give us the answers that we wanted in life to see if we can have those answers or find new questions, but just that we are growing with this other soul. Let the trust be earned. Let the growth be earned. Don't let fear of losing anybody be why you stay. Because then you're not with the right partner. Or if you feel sorry for someone and you stay because you feel sorry for them. Or how would you feel introducing them to your family? What do you think they would say by meeting this person? Do you watch over each other, after each other? Do you find yourself making excuses for them? All those realizations, that's just the beginning. That's the first day, first month. Pay attention to what happens. That's all I wanted to cover from it. We will finish it next week, but I hate just being cut off on a phone call and to be cut off on the radio show. I still can't believe. I'm just talking and boom, I felt it go dead and I thought, oh no, that's not good. And then calling back in just reconfirmed how not good it was. So anyway, we will talk about that. Partnerships are huge. And these are the things I always feel we should be taught in school, because these are the things that take the most time from us. The stuff they teach us in school, one, we don't really use very much of it. It might develop your critical thinking, but you can learn that other ways. But the things that we need to know once we walk out into life, we don't. And they're the things that we make the biggest decisions on in our lives. How to manage our money, how to be in relationships, how to treat each other, how to treat our children. When we know how to do that, we can learn anything else. Somehow we have it flip-flopped. And I realize that when we put the antenna down in searching for love and in searching for truth and in searching for the things that matter most to our every single day lives, those are the most important things for us to know ever, hands down. And I'm revamping, and we're, you know, working on a website. We're working on branding. I've printed the books. We're going to launch. We're doing all this stuff. And it's a lot of work. And I realized how important this work is. I mean, I've just been doing it because I flat out love doing this. I can't stop myself. Talk about a dream. It's not even a night dream. It's a dream, period. I dream about it at night. I think about it in the daytime. I have people who fall off when they don't get what they want from me. I have people who learn from me. I have people who obsess over me or mad at the information. I have people that, you know, just need to check in once in a while, and they run with the information and come back and say, "Yeah, you won't believe what happened." I have learned every single personality in these 15 years of what comes at me. And now, instead of trying to fix it all, I just want to teach it back to us in the way that we can learn it. And that's my dream. That's been the dreams I have at night are about people, are about situations people are in. And somehow my brain sees it differently and it solves it. And then when I wake up, I'm like, okay, I have this and this and this to do. And I make my list the night before. And it's endless work because it's like nobody knows you're doing it, but you're doing it. But by the time you're done with it, it will be available for everyone. I finally knew the value. Just like I knew that every dream we have has a value. Every thought we have has a value, or we wouldn't have it. Whether it's in partnerships or even listening to the show. I have someone who every show they listen to, they think it's about them. And I said, well, it is. You're a person. Did I talk about you in particular, like about your life and disclose your information? No. It was God disclosing information to use in your life. Seeing Christ doesn't come easy, but it is my job, and it's a job I have to find a way to navigate in a world that's run on a different system. And I had to realize there's something that I have to add to all of this in my own mind, in my own dreams, and that's that I'm introducing people to something they don't know yet in so many ways, and that's themselves. It's so interesting. So I do have a dream, and I wanted to read it, and I'm sorry I took the first few minutes, but gosh, between getting cut off and mid-conversation, I felt like I needed to finish. But everyone's dreams, don't lose sight of the dreams you have as well during the day if you're daydreaming. Because it's daydreaming is when, like, time stops and you go off somewhere and you can't even really blink your eyes while you're doing it. It's almost like you're in a trance of a thought. And it's refreshing when it's done. It's like you can't even hear people, and sometimes you can hear them saying, "Where did you just go? What just happened? Why are you not blinking? What are you doing?" Hasn't happened to me for a while, but then it happened to me before my son left, so I know it's still there. But here's the dream. This dream is from Miri, and she said, "I had a dream this past night. I would love to see how you see it. My brother and I both fell from the sky. I think we jumped from a plane, but I'm not sure. While we were falling down really fast, I happened to realize that none of us had a parachute. I then had a thought that there is a solution to this. Somehow we will make it. The funny thing was, all of this was going on in my head. My brother and I didn't communicate nor scream while falling. I then realized that my brother is going to find a way to make it, and as I thought this, I saw how he came closer to the earth and probably landed safely. I was still much higher and continued to fly and fall. I realized I had to make it on my own. I then decided to make it. I found a way to land without any harm. I felt okay and the dream was over. What do you think, Nadia? Love, Miri." This dream, you know, you'd think you're falling from a sky and you don't have a parachute. But in your mind, you know that you can make it through anything. And you know you can make it no matter what obstacles you have, even the obvious, you'll never make it. You know how, like, sometimes you want to do something. Oh, I don't know how to do that. Oh, I don't know enough to do that. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, no, not me. That'll never happen to me. That'll never happen for me. And you're always taking it away, taking it away, taking it away. Instead of building yourself, you're looking at what's missing and not what's there. And this dream built in a turnaround thought. Like, even if you fall from the sky, you're still going to make it without a net. So don't sell yourself short. Don't feel like you can't meet someone. Don't feel like you can't get a job that you want. Don't feel like you can't live where you want. Don't get scared halfway through your journey and then go back to the beginning. You will make it the rest of the way. And he sent down your brother first to show you that, look, he made it, even though you're still mid-sky. And you got to see that you will make it too. Making it is not just for other people. Making it is not just for other people. It's for you too. There's another part of this dream. Fact that you were falling from the sky. A lot of dreams, like with snakes, are like a rebirthing dream, because snakes shed their skin and they come, and everyone thinks, you know, dreams of snakes are scary and bad, but if you dream of a snake, it actually means that you're facing a rebirth within yourself. You're renewing yourself in a way, in many ways. But when you're falling from the sky, it's a new birth. I always make the joke, none of us fell from the sky and landed on earth. But when you're falling from the sky in your dream, it's a new birth. It's when you turn the corner and you realize that your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul are starting something new, are part of a new part of your own life that you haven't seen yet, so don't get scared. Continue falling. You will land safely. Our dreams tell us some of the craziest things that are so obvious that we don't know how we didn't get it once we get it. But this dream, this particular dream, is very poignant. I want to say the arrow is pointing only in one way. Self-acceptance is here. It's not coming tomorrow. It's already here. All it's asking you to do is embrace it, that you're going to be okay. You're halfway there. You know how Christ always says that every change is a million baby steps? And we all get that. We hear it. We're happy to hear it. Every change is a million baby steps. And you're at about 500,000. You're right in the middle. And to take yourself the rest of the way means you have to trust yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to see that you can make it, that you have made it, that you will make it, and nothing will take that away from you. This is a deep breath dream. And I'm sure when you dreamed it, while you were dreaming it, because you remembered it, it felt good to feel it. Even while you were just dreaming it, it felt good to know that you're going to make it. Sometimes when it's the worst part and we really think, I just have to give up, there's no way I can do this. I just have to give up. This is too hard for me. I ran out of money. I ran out of time. I ran out of countries. I ran out of whatever it is you're doing, steam and stamina. And this is saying, you didn't run out of anything. You didn't even use half of it yet. Wait until you see the rest of this story. That's when the challenges begin. Our challenges begin when we give up. or feel like we've given up. You've seen nothing yet because you realize in your heart you can't give up. And somewhere in you, before this dream, you were probably in a place where you were getting happy and comfortable and settled with the thoughts that maybe you might not do what you're going to do or think that is right for you. So pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to the direction, like, you know, that just small talk that goes on in your head and you think for 1 minute, no, I can't do that. No, really, I can. No, I don't know, but how will I do that? I don't know, but maybe I could figure out how. Maybe if I today tried to do something towards whatever it is I think I'm going to do, even if it's just research it, even if I just on a sheet of paper wrote where I want my life to be next year at this time, what I want to see myself doing. Do I want to be married or not? Do I want to have a child or not? That can happen in a year. Do I want to live somewhere else or do I actually like being home? Was it home that made me not want to be there or was it me? Were the choices I made there not in my best interest, so I associate it with that country, that place, that house, that job? But write down on a piece of paper, and I'd probably suggest this for all of us today. Where do you want to be a year from now? Where do you see yourself? And when you do that, just put it away. You may never even need to look at that again. And a lot of times when we do that, it's not even 3 or 4 months before it all happens because all your brain needed was direction. And this is telling you, even if you fall from the sky and you have no road map, there's no road to drive on, you're literally free falling, you will still land on your feet. You will not break a bone. You will not break your heart. You will not break your mind. Your existence will still be here to discover what it is that lives inside of you. Nobody can tell you that. The sky couldn't give you a road. There's only one way to go when you're falling from the sky, and that's down. How down? You don't know. You and your brother fell together. He got there first. Didn't mean he's smarter than you or faster than you. He just means that he got there first. Because you had to see it be successful because in your mind, you need to be more sure than him. He may not take a long time making decisions, but he may take a long time finding the solution. You take a long time making decisions because you try to make your decisions create the solution you want. You have a little bit more expectation on your side than he does. He's just willing to jump and see what happens. He's not as scared. So you had to see him jump first, which tells you something huge about you. And that is that sometimes you need to know that this can happen and you don't try things because of fear at times that they won't work out. And this free-for-all is telling you, try. They're going to work out no matter how you land. You're not going to hurt yourself. When we try to live life by skirting hurt, trying not to get hurt, what is your whole focus on? It's on everything you won't do because you're going to get hurt. It's not fair to yourself to do that at all, by any stretch of the imagination. But living your life behind the curtain of getting hurt, you will not be living any life. It'll be a life of frustration because there isn't anything you can do on earth today that can't hurt you in one way or another. But when you trust you're going to be okay, it almost builds like this immunity. It's like taking a vaccine to stop the hurt. Because you know you're going to be okay. Whether you're dating somebody and it feels like you're not sure if you're in the right place, maybe you are in the right place and you need time to catch up to yourself and to them. Maybe you started a new job and you're not so sure. I think the one person that I ever had a relationship with in my life, that I had the best relationship with in my life, is the one I really wasn't sure. The ones I was so sure about, holy cow, was I surprised. But there's one that I honestly, I went into it. There were things that were a little odd to me. I questioned them. I've actually learned to communicate through that relationship. Because there were things I didn't agree with. And normally, I run. And I run faster than a jackrabbit on steroids. I'm just gone. You can't even see the smoke behind me. But then I realized, oh, yeah. Because I was part of a marriage that was arranged. And I never thought I could leave. So when I saw weird, because I was in the marriage for a long time, I felt like I was going to be trapped again with something I didn't understand. So I took off. Once I realized I was doing that, I realized, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with them. I didn't stay long enough to find out what it was. And can I handle it? And how do I handle it? And is there enough love for me to handle it? I didn't even get that far to know. This dream is telling you you will land on your feet no matter what it is. And once I also saw that, relationships became different emotionally, mentally, and physically for me. I never expressed disappointment. I never expressed feelings of when a red flag was right in front of me. I never got that far. But then when I did, I learned to communicate in those situations for the first time in my life and feel like I wasn't going to be judged. I wasn't going to be put down. I wasn't going to be punished through silence of someone not talking to me. And I no longer had the fear of any of that happening. It was me that was the blocker. It's never the other person. Easy to blame. It's harder to see ourselves because we're so used to ourselves that sometimes, you know, obviously we don't know what we're doing or we don't know we're doing it, whatever it is. But then we reel ourselves in and we'll be okay no matter what. Then we get to fill in the blank of whatever we want to try in life. When you can't fill in that blank because there's so many things before you get to the opening of anything new, so many things you can't or won't or get scared to try, then you spend your whole life spinning your wheels behind not trying. Great dream of freedom, but this dream, even though you are physically falling from a plane, is an emotionally freedom. It's an emotional freedom that you get to have at this time in your life. So don't decide through your daytimes to not feel safe doing whatever it is you want to do in your life. The door's open, the permission's there. Your mental permission is there, and that's all you need. And that's all you will ever need. You guys have a great Thursday. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. I love you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.